India suffering. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. India is seeing the world's worst surge of COVID-19 yet. Nearly 350,000 confirmed infections over the past day, according to Johns Hopkins University's count, while India's health ministry reports more than 2,700 deaths in the past 24 hours. The U.S. is pledging immediate medical aid. The White House says it's working around the clock to send drug treatments, rapid testing kits, ventilators, personal protective equipment, and oxygen. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's This Week the administration is also looking to help with vaccines.
Both immediately now, as well as in the situation where you help them to be able to essentially make vaccines themselves.
The White House says it's identified sources of the raw material needed for India's manufacture of the Covishield vaccine and will make that available. In other news, gasoline prices are up
2 cents in the past 2 weeks to an average $2.96 for a regular grade.
That's fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg with the latest numbers from the Lundberg survey. What's going on?
Crude oil prices regained impetus. Plus, in this period, ethanol prices zoomed up. And refiners have to buy that, nearly all of them, to be in compliance with regulations for blending.
San Francisco is paying the highest prices these days, on average $4.04 a gallon for regular grade. As is often the case, the lowest prices are in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, $2.49. And at long last, a genuine box office battle at the movies.
It's Mortal Kombat.
Warner Brothers' reboot of Mortal Kombat edged the Japanese anime film Demon Slayer Mugen Train, earning an estimated $22.5 million in North American theaters to Demon Slayer's $19.5 million. According to ComScore, it added up to the best weekend for movie theaters since the coronavirus pandemic began. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.